Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
The NFL today released a statement on that controversial call in last night's game between the Seattle Seahawks and the Green Bay Packers. Did you see it? It was a Hail Mary Seattle pass and what seemed like an interception and a scrum of Seattle and Green Bay players in the end zone. Here's how ESPN called it.
It appears to me that that would be an interception.
Can you go? So here comes the referee now. He's looked at it under the hood. This is deciding who wins the game on this call.
Under further review, the call on the field stands. Touchdown.
Seahawks win in the most bizarre finish you'll ever see.
That is, of course, a replacement referee that made that statement. The real referee's in a lockout. After the game, Wisconsin State Senator John Erpenbach tweeted NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell's phone number. Anti-union Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker called for a return of the locked-out unionized refs. Ironies abound. But then, just after noon, East Coast time today, the NFL released a statement saying that both the Green Bay safety, M.D. Jennings, who appeared to make that beautiful interception, and the Seattle wide receiver Golden Tate, who appeared to wrestle the ball from him after the play was over, sorry, Seattle, that both actually had possession of the ball, a simultaneous catch. The ruling stands. Wes Hotkowitz of the Green Bay Press Gazette is on the line. Wes, we understand Green Bay fans are protesting.
Yes, Robin. First off, thank you for having me on. And yeah, the one thing about the Green Bay community, it's a smaller community. It's the smallest community in the NFL. There's only about 100,000 people in Green Bay before the outlying areas. And they're very passionate about their football. So we've had a lot of calls to the newsroom, a lot of emails saying they want to boycott the NFL, and there's even a couple dozen people over at Lambeau Field also protesting it. So definitely Green Bay, the community in large, has been up in arms this morning about this whole deal.
Well, look, I'm slightly partisan. My relatives, the Cliffords in Wauwatosa, have an entire Green Bay basement, including equipment in which they grill large animals. It's just, I mean, they are fans. But we looked up the rule that the NFL refers to. It's Rule 8, Section 1, Article 3, Item 5 of the NFL rulebook, which says, if a ball is caught simultaneously, it belongs to the passing team, the offensive player. That would have been Tate from Seattle. But it also refers to other rules that talk about, having ownership of the ball. And it would appear that the Wisconsin player who made what many thought was an interception, that he had that ball. He had control of the ball.
Yeah, if you look at the play, Robin, it actually appears when they go up for it, the player is M.D. Jennings. He's a second-year safety that plays in the secondary for the Packers. And it appears that he actually goes up for the ball and intercepts it, but the player who caught it from Seattle, Golden Tate, actually had his arm in on the play. So the rules about touchdowns and interceptions are pretty loose in the end zone, and sometimes it's all about how the referees perceive it. And what happened is M.D. Jennings appeared to have the football and actually came down on top of Golden Tate or toward the side of him, and the referees ruled it was a touchdown. With the simultaneous
catch.
Possession, they ruled that. They favored that in front of the offense, and they reviewed the play. They still felt it that way. But I know a lot of national people, a lot of players in the Packers locker room were very upset about it, saying that M.D. Jennings did have possession of the ball before Golden Tate actually was able to maintain possession of the football.
Well, this comes after 3 weeks of botched calls, fines against two coaches, probably another one coming against the Patriots' Bill Belichick, who grabbed a referee in Sunday night's game after a call that wasn't as close, but, he had questions about a field goal that appeared to veer off to the right. You cannot touch the refs. But we talked earlier to someone from Sports Illustrated who said this is not the most important headline in the world, but this is about the health of the players if there are botched calls.
Right, and a lot of the players, including Packers guard Josh Sitton, who is very outspoken on Twitter about the whole situation, has said that, this is something that's affecting all the players' safety. Packers wide receiver Greg Jennings was a victim of a pretty rough hit 20 yards downfield that should have been a personal foul, maybe even an ejection on the Seattle defender. So there's a lot of concerns right now, especially from the players' side, about exactly the situation they're being thrown into. I haven't heard a lot of guys really bash the replacement refs. more so than just the actual NFL for having those players, having those referees in there without enough experience.
Right, and that stalemate going on when, you know, what the refs are asking for really isn't that much money. But we'll continue to follow this, as we know there will be press conferences, one from Green Bay today. Wes Hodquitz of the Green Bay Press Gazette, thanks so much for weighing in.
All right, thank you, Robin.
And we know listeners want to as well. Just go to hereandnow.org. Let it rip.